Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree the results are definitely worth the cost. Thank you again for your reoccurring support. Without you, this could not happen. Together, we are keeping the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's December 4th, 1953, and the title is Two Little Buckaroos. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, present
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Two Little Buckaroos. Wranglers, if you like good taste and things to eat, then you'll love Kellogg's Crispy Squares. They're really good tasting and so easy to make, you'll be amazed. You just mix big, sweet marshmallows with Kellogg's Rice Krispies. 9 minutes is all it takes, and by jingo, you've got the swellest tasting treat you ever ate. How about it? How's about making a batch of Kellogg's Crispy Squares tonight? All it takes is Kellogg's Rice Krispies and some marshmallows. Try it. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were always ready to do battle with the bad men of the Old West, or to lend a helping hand to any of the fine folks who were settling this wild country. There was a time, though, when their willingness to help led them into real danger. That was their furious adventure with Two Little Buckaroos.
Move along, Joker, old boy. Ain't very far to Santa Fe.
What are you going to do when we get back from this trip, Jingle?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is to ask for more money. I can't afford to live on what I'm making.
Oh, I don't know. You look pretty well fed to me.
But prices are going up, Bill. Why, just a plate of ham and eggs costs 30 cents now.
Yeah, things are getting pretty high, all right.
High? I went into a butcher shop the other day and got charged 80 cents.
Well, what did you buy?
I didn't buy anything. Butcher said I looked at a steak 80 cents worth.
Oh, now, Jingles, you don't expect me to believe that.
Bill, look down the road.
Where? Yeah. Whoa, Butcher, whoa.
Whoop-hoo, Joker.
Hey, partner, that team's running away with that wagon.
They sure are. When they get to that turn down by the bridge, there's going to be trouble.
Come on, let's stop them. Get up there, Butcher.
Jack, Joker, I might have known things were too peaceful to last.
Whoever's driving that rig hasn't got a chance of stopping those spooked-up horses.
They're really moving. Come on, Joker, we got to catch them.
All right, you take one side, I'll take the other, Jingles. Get over there, Buckshot.
Move, Joker. We can't let him hit that bridge.
Hey, Jingles, a couple of youngsters driving that rig.
Hey, you're right, Bill. A boy and a girl. Get in there, Joker.
All right, grab him, partner.
Oh, I got him. Whoa, there now. Whoa.
Whoa, now. Whoa, there.
Easy, you hammerhead. Whoa, now. There, that's better.
Running away and Bob couldn't stop him.
They sure were running away. You two kids are really heading for trouble.
Thanks for stopping them for me.
That's all right, son. Glad we came along.
Well, they'll be all right now, so just get your horses out of the way.
Oh, we'd better hang on to them for a little ways to make sure they don't run away again.
Well, I don't want you hanging on to them. Now get out of the way.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Don't point that shotgun at me.
You better do what Bob says. He shot at the other men that tried to stop us.
Now, put that cannon away, Bobby. You're liable to hurt somebody.
We don't know you, and you might be part of the gang.
What gang?
Oh, we're not part of any gang. This here's Marshal Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm Jingle.
Wild Bill Hickok?
That's right, I'm Jingle.
Watch out, Jenny. It might be a trick.
It's no trick, son. Here's my papers and badge.
Look, Bobby, it's true. We finally found someone that can help us.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I really don't need help, Jenny. I can handle things all right.
I'll bet you can at that, Bobby.
Sure, you look like you can handle most anything. But, maybe Bill and I could sort of give you a hand, huh?
Well, maybe that would be a good idea.
Swell. Now, you two climb down off of that wagon for just a minute and let those horses calm down before you start out again.
Oh, we can't do that. We're in a towering hurry to get to town.
Those horses are still pretty spooky.
I can't help it. This is real important.
I'll tell you what. We'll tie Buckshot and Joker on behind the wagon, and Bill and I'll drive for a while. That'll give you a chance to rest a spell, Bobby.
Well, all right, but you don't have to. I can drive all right.
No, we'll be glad to. Give us a chance to get out of the saddle.
Yeah, get around, Joker.
Oh, Bob, isn't it wonderful? I was so scared all the time up till now.
I was a little scared myself. But don't tell Wild Bill that. We gotta make him think we're real brave.
All right, let's get started.
Now jump down off the seat, kids, and Bill and I'll take over for a spell.
You gotta keep a tight rein on him, Wild Bill. When those men were shooting at us, it made the horses awful jumpy.
That's why they ran away.
I'll watch them, Bob. Get up there.
Here we go. Bobby, you said somebody was shooting at you. You want to tell us about it?
Maybe I'd better not. Pop said not to talk to nobody till I got his claim filed.
But, Bob, I bet Pop didn't think we'd meet Wild Bill.
Or Jingles, either.
No, I guess he didn't. Well, Pop got shot early this morning.
Oh, they were shooting at your Pop, huh?
Then they shot at us later.
Oh, the same gent?
Let Bob tell it, Jingles.
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Bobby.
Well, Pop's been working this little mine in the hills back of our farm, and he found silver in it.
Real silver? Pop says we'll be rich and I can have a new dress and a pony to ride and all kinds of things.
Well, now, ain't that wonderful?
Jenny, it ain't Pop's mind if we get to town and get the claim recorded.
Well, we'll see that you do that all right.
Sure we will.
Pop, look, coming down that hill.
Where?
Two riders, Jingles.
It's them two sidewinders again. Give me the shotgun, Jenny.
Hold on now, Bob. I'll do the shooting if any has to be done. Take these horses, Jingles.
Sure, Bill. There you
kids, keep your heads down.
I'm not as scared of Wild Bill.
I know you're not, Bobby, but keep your head down anyhow.
Bill, they're shooting at us.
Sure looks that way.
They're getting closer.
Bill, they're traveling a lot faster than we are.
Then I guess we'll have to slow them down.
Hear that, Charlie? That's the signal of one of the best food providers in the forest. That's the noise a woodchuck makes when he's got something specially good tasting for his youngsters to eat. It's the signal he uses to call them to breakfast.
Speaking of signals for breakfast, I'd say snap, crackle, pop sure fills the bill. It tells you something good is coming. A breakfast of delicious Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Pour on the milk or cream, and they sing out snap, crackle, pop to tell you how fresh and crisp they are. And to get this special freshness and crispness, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are tumble-toasted in big rotary ovens. They're popped out of the ovens crisp and golden toasty all over.
My advice to you wranglers is to be like the young woodchucks. When you hear that famous snap, crackle, pop, come a-running, cause it's the signal there's something special good to eat for breakfast. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. Enjoy a bowlful tomorrow morning with fruit or berries on top. Mmm, delicious.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles saved two youngsters from a runaway team and soon found themselves in deeper trouble. Driving on into town, they found two riders pounding downhill to cut them off and shooting as they came toward the wagon.
Hey, Wild Bill, you shot one man's hat right off.
Yeah, and the other one's probably got a hole in his shirt. Bill done this.
They slowed up.
That proves they're smart. Anybody would slow up with Bill shooting at them.
Well, now what are they doing? Hey, they're hitting down that little draw.
Probably going to figure some other way to bushwhack us. They don't like them bullets flying around their ears.
We'll have to watch out for them. I don't think they're through with us yet.
I sure wish I knew what they were after.
Maybe you ought to tell us some more about them, Bobby.
Oh, sure. They're after this claim I'm taking to town.
The claim to your dad's silver mine?
That's right. Only it isn't his, so I get this recorded.
Whoa, you hay burner. Slow down a little now.
They'd sure like to get this claim.
How come your pop was working a mine when he didn't have a claim to it?
He didn't know there was silver in it till yesterday.
How'd these crane jumpers hear about it then?
I told them about it. I didn't know who they were.
Oh, it's not your fault, Jenny. You see, Wild Bill, she was so happy about our having some money for a change that when these two riders stopped at the farm, she told them all about the silver.
I wish I hadn't said anything. Now, Pop's hurt and those mean old men are after us and everything.
Now, don't you worry, Jenny, honey. You're not the first woman to cause a heap of trouble by talking too much.
Well, after those men heard about the silver, they tried to make Pop kill him where it was. But he chased them off with a shotgun. Then this morning they came back and shot him when he went out of the cabin for some water.
Is your Pop going to be all right, Bobby?
He said he'd be all right till I could get back with a doctor from town. But he said the most important thing was for me to bring the claim into town and file it.
How'd you get away from these mine-stealing polecats after your Pop was shot?
I ran outdoors with a shotgun and started blasting away at him.
You sure got plenty of sand for a man your size, Bobby.
You sure have.
That wasn't all he did, Jingles.
Oh, isn't that enough?
When we started out for town in the wagon, those men followed us and started shooting. That's when the horses ran away. And Bob chased them off again.
And that's when we found you.
That's right.
Well, you just operating for a while. Bill and I'll see that you get that claim filed and get a doctor back to your Pop. Get out there! Ha! Ha! Ha!
All right, Ace, pull up here.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, what kind of a bright idea you got this time, Jughead?
You better watch what you call me, Ace, or you're going to be in real trouble. I'm still running this show.
Fine job you're doing. Shoot the old man, get us chased off the place with buckshot, get us blasted again when we try to stop the kids on the road, and darn it, get us killed by them two strangers that are driving the wagon for the kids. What you going to try next?
You keep blabbing, and I may not even tell you.
All right, I'll shut up. But everything keeps going wrong. It's got me jumpy.
Nothing's going wrong this time.
Now, what are you going to do?
I'm going to get the location papers in that silver mine. We know the kid's got them in his pocket because we seen this old man give them to him while we was hiding back in the barn.
That's right, Storm.
All right. Now, we found a place where we can stop that wagon. Right here where the road goes between them two big rocks.
Sure, that'll work. What about them two straight-shooting strangers? Stop that wagon, they'll come out spitting lead.
They won't get a chance to shoot. We're going to shoot first.
You must think you're pretty fast on the draw.
Well, I won't be drawn. You and I are going to hide in them rocks. When that wagon comes through, we'll be waiting with a gun muzzle poking right over the top. We'll blast those two Jaspers right out of this world before they know what hit them. Then we'll take care of them two smart kids. All right, come on.
All right. We could have saved all this trouble if we could have got the old man to tell us the mine is...
Forget it. All right, go on. Get up on them rocks. And when that wagon comes along, I don't want nobody left alive.
Kids, it won't be long now.
Just through that narrow pass, down the hill, and we'll be in town.
Well, I'll sure be glad. I just gotta get that claim filed.
And we gotta get a doctor for Pop.
Now, don't you worry about a thing now. Bill and I got everything under control. What's the matter, Buckshot? Don't you like it back there behind the wagon?
I think you hear something, Jingles. Pull up a minute.
Oh, Bill, let's not stop now.
Pull up. I want to take a listen.
Oh, all right. Hold on there. Oh, I say, who? Shut up, Joker. Bill wants to listen, and you start bawling like a branded calf.
Both of them have spotted something, Jingles.
It's another horse somewhere. Sounds like it's up in those rocks ahead of us.
It sure does. There's horses in there. I'll just bet there's a couple of riders, too.
Yeah, them two bushwhackers, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't want to take a chance and drive this wagon through there. Jenny or Bobby might get hurt.
Well, how are we going to get to town? We can't drive the wagon around the hill and across all that rough country. We gotta go down the road.
Buckshot and Joker can go across country.
Bill Hickok, you ain't gonna leave these two kids with this wagon while you and me take off on Buckshot and Joker.
Nope. We're gonna put Jenny and Bob on our horses. You and I'll drive that wagon through the pass with those bushwhackers waiting for us.
Oh, goody, Bob. We could ride Buckshot and Joker.
Yeah, think of that.
Oh, well, that's better. I was beginning to think that. Now, just a doggone minute. We're going into that pass and get our ears blown off?
The important thing is to get that claim into town. Now climb down, kids, and get ready to ride.
You better ride Joker, Bobby. He ain't got quite as good sense as Buckshot.
Will Buckshot do what I tell him to, Wild Bill?
He sure will, Jenny. You just let him have his head and hang on tight.
I'll shorten up these stirrups for you, honey. Your legs aren't as long as Bill's.
Now remember, Bobby, you head straight to the land office and file that deed. Then get the doctor and head back to the ranch to help your pop.
Don't worry, Wild Bill. Nobody's going to stop us when we're riding Buckshot and Joker.
Nobody's even going to get close to you.
But what about you and Jingles? When will we see you again?
We'll catch up to you someplace after we get the wagon through the pass and pull those varmints off your trail.
I hope nothing happens to you.
So do I, Jenny. Don't you worry. You just get started and ride.
Yeah, we better go. Come on, Jenny. Up, Joker. Up, boy. Go, Buckshot.
There they go, Bill. They sure are a couple of great little kids.
They sure are. Now, we got to take care of those polecats that are on their trail. All right, let's go, Jingles.
No, yeah. Them buzzards up in the rocks, Bill. Bill, we stand an awful good chance of getting filled full of lead driving in there.
I know it, partner. But we'll keep those Jaspers busy while the kids get a good start.
I guess you're right. Now, I'll drive the team, Bill, because you shoot a little better than I do, and I got a hunch we're going to need the best shooting we can get.
Yeah, and plenty of it.
Hit up there! Ha! Move along, you critters! Ho! Jumping horny toads, they got a beat on us already. That one was close.
I can see where the smoke came from, but I can't get a shot at them yet.
Fine thing. We're setting up here on this wagon box like a couple of birds at a turkey shoot. Faster, you hay burners. If I'm going to be a target, I want to be a moving target.
Wranglers, one of the big reasons why Kellogg's Marshmallow Crispy Squares are so popular is because the recipe is so doggone simple to follow. It's just as clear and plain as a pony's tracks cross a stream bed. It's so quick and simple that you can follow it without any trouble at all. Like I've been a-saying, even some of you young cowpokes could do it without even batting an eye. And say, those Kellogg's Marshmallow Crispy Squares are sure some treat. A real Western treat. Makes me want to whip up a batch of them just thinking about them. Matter of fact, I think I'll do that just right after the show. So why don't you do the same? Or maybe Mom would rather do it herself. Either way, the whole family's in for some delightful eating. But make sure you got some Kellogg's Rice Krispies and marshmallows on hand. And then you just follow the simple 9-minute, easy-does-it recipe that's right on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies package. You try a batch and see if you don't agree with your old pal Slim that Kellogg's Marshmallow Crispy Squares are the best treat ever.
After Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles had sent the young brother and sister off to town on Buckshot and Joker, the two lawmen started through the narrow pass in the wagon to divert the attention of the bandits. As they drove into the steep canyon, they were met by withering rifle fire from the rocks.
Bill, it's a wonder we ain't dead yet. They keep bouncing slugs off the wagon wheels. They're going to bounce one off my head sooner or later.
We won't get a shot at them till we get through that narrow part.
That's what worries me. They get all the shots.
Lie down on the wagon bed. That'll give us some protection.
I'll take all the protection I can get. I just wish I had a suit of armor.
Get the team right between those rocks. As soon as we turn the corner, I'll open fire.
Yeah, we're still alive when we get around that corner. Wow, wow, that was real close. Get over there now. Get around.
Nice driving, Jingle. Looks like we're going to make it.
Doggone it, we ain't going to make it if you don't start pouring some lead into those rocks.
I'll be able to see them in just a second now. There they are.
Did you get him, Bill?
I got one. The other took off through those rocks.
Probably heading for his horse.
Well, then here, stop.
Okay, easy there now. Slow now, slow.
There's the hombre I hit, Jingles. Let's grab him.
Whoa, now, ho. Whoa, ho. All right.
Don't try any tricks. Don't worry. One of you slugs like to tore my arm off.
You're lucky it didn't tear your head off. When Wild Bill Hickok gets mad and starts shooting, it can get downright dangerous for snakes like you.
Wild Bill Hickok?
That's right, and I'm Jingle.
What happened to your partner?
That yellow back pup. Storm took off when I got hit. I wish he knew he had Hickok on his trail. He'd be running still faster.
Which way do you think he's headed? Talk fast, because we're in a big hurry.
I don't know. Probably headed for town, though. He's just crazy to get his hands on that silver claim them kids are carrying. He was willing to kill them and you, too, to get it.
Bill, we got to stop him.
We sure do. Dump this gin in the wagon while I get his rifle and six-gun, Jingle.
I won't give you no trouble. I'm glad I'm out of the whole thing.
You ain't out of nothing. You got a big, long stretch in the pokey coming to you for all the shooting and shenanigans you pulled so far. Now get in that wagon.
I'm a getting. I didn't want no part of killing them kids.
Yeah, your partner Storm isn't going to kill them either. Not if we can help it.
All right, let's get a rolling, Jingles. He's riding a fresh horse and he's got a head start.
Yeah, and we're driving a team. But you watch me wheel this rig into town. Man, we're going to just fly. Hit out there! Ho! Hard on you, four-footed, lop-eared coyote! Ha! Hi! Let's roll! Ho!
Well, now, let's see. I allows how this claim's all in order. I'll just put it in the book and the receipt to take home to your pops, honey.
That'll be fine, mister, but would you please hurry? It's awful important.
Yeah, I'm hurrying as fast as I can. Gotta be sure it's all legal, you know.
We know that, but we gotta get the doctor and hurry back home.
Doctor? My goodness, somebody hurt?
Yes, you see.
Jenny, look, coming right in here.
Bob, it's one of those men.
So there you are, you claim-stealing young whippersnappers.
What's all this about?
Don't record that claim, Jenks. These two brats stole it from me.
You don't say.
We did not. You and your partner have been trying to steal it from my pop.
I've had enough trouble from you, mister. Now stand back or I'll pull both triggers on this shotgun.
You heard the young varmint, Jenks. You saw him pull a gun on me.
Now hold on, sonny.
I'm going to blast him in self-defense.
No, no!
You're not going to blast anybody, Storm.
Hold it right there and keep your hands up high.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. How do you do?
Howdy, Mr. Jenks. Looks like we caught up with this varmint just in time.
He said we stole his claim, Wild Bill.
And he was going to shoot Bob.
That's all over now, kids. We got both of them.
Oh, no, you haven't. Bill, you look out!
Well. They never seem to learn not to try to draw on Bill.
Eesh, jumping mavericks. I've seen Bill draw and shoot before, but I can never quite believe it.
Now, you just fill out those papers, Mr. Jinks, so Jenny can get her new dress and her pony and her pop can get well. And work that new silver mine.
I don't think we want ponies after riding Buckshot and Joker.
I don't care whether you buy ponies or horses or mules, but you can't have Buckshot and Joker. Why, they saved our lives again today, and they saved yours. Why, we wouldn't sell them for all the silver in your pop's new mine. No siree, Bob, sir.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Have a good weekend, everyone, and join us again on Monday.
You want to catch this one, kids. It's a rip-snorter with plenty of action called the Black Canyon Gang.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's Variety Pack.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Issa Ashdown, Bill Boucher, Jack Moyles, Dick Beals, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.